fastest growing hotel brands in the country. As Emporia's only extended stay hotel, you won't find a better deal. Their spacious and renovated rooms are perfect for your family visiting from out of town, and the meeting room is great for your family gatherings. You can book reservations through the Mainstay Suites Facebook page or call 620-343-7756. Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
KVOE News Time is 8:52. It is Newsmaker 2 time here today. We're pleased to have with us Dan Fowler of the Flint Hills Optimist Club, and March is typically busy for the club. It's going to be busy this time around here in the next couple of weeks.
Stan, good morning. How are you?
All right.
Well, glad to have you in. You ready for the big doings coming up over the next 2.5 weeks?
Yeah, it is a busy time for us. Yeah, we start off next week with the All-Star Basketball. We have a banquet for the players on Monday and then followed up by the game on Saturday evening for 40 area high school seniors. So that starts off our busy, and then we move into the week with the Easter egg hunt.
Yeah, the All-Star game, that's quite an effort to put that all together. As Dan mentioned, 40 area high school seniors. So the banquet is what, on this coming Monday the 18th, is that right?
Yeah, it's Monday the 18th. We bring all the participants and their parents in and add to the ESU and have a dinner for them there, and then followed up with the game on Saturday.
Outstanding. So what's on the menu as far as the food is concerned, and what's on the menu as far as the featured speaker is concerned?
I'm going to let Ken Hansen deal with that. I think you're going to have him on next week. Ken and Brett Stewart are the two mainstays behind that. I'm just kind of previewing what's coming up. I will say that Ron Slaymaker is the speaker. I do know that. But Ken and Brett do a fantastic job of getting that together.
Yeah, this has been going on for quite some time, and it's really a great event to get all the high school seniors, and they have some fun with the All-Star Games. Formatically, it has kind of adjusted through the years, but it's a good time to get all those area high school seniors together so they can, for many of them, have one last time to shine on the hardwood. So get your tickets at the door for that event, Stan?
Absolutely. Okay. Yep, I'll have tickets at the door, and like I said, we've got a lot of players. I know Ken was saying that coming out of the state championship basketball games just the other day, so some interesting kids that are coming and some great futures for them. So.
Yeah, White Auditorium, that beautiful venue for the Optimist All-Star Game a week from this Saturday, and then we'll be hopping down to Jones Park. When's the hunt, Stan?
It's on Saturday, March 30th at 10 a.m., and that's kind of our give back to the community day. It's the basketball is a fundraiser, along like our selling Christmas trees, but the Easter egg hunt is just giving back to the community, and so that's one of our big things. And we scatter approximately 15,000 to 17,000 pieces of candy out there, and it's open from we have 2 and under clear through age 9.
So, do you have the candy in hand now, or is that coming a little bit later on this month?
I'm actually standing here looking at it.
Oh, man, we need to get a picture of that.
When we got into COVID, we started getting a lot more nervous about supply train things. It's here. It arrived the other day. So, like I say, about 17,000 pieces. So people come out and enjoy, have a good time. The Easter Bunny will be there ahead of time. Probably the biggest thing about the Easter egg hunt, it's at Jones Park, just like always. Arrive early. Parking is not good there. You can plan on having to walk a distance. So please come early. Like I say, the Easter Bunny's there. We can get everybody directed into, we have 4 different locations for by age group. So, and get your picture taken with the Easter Bunny. It's a good time for all.
It is a good time, and things will begin, what it says on your on your sheet here, Stan, promptly at 10, right?
Yeah, and it's over by 10:05.
Say that, but we don't lie. Trust me.
Yeah. When the horn goes off, it doesn't last long. It's a lot of build up for something that happens very fast. There's a lot of kids, and they vacuum it up pretty good.
And they don't need a lot of help either.
No, I work the 2 and under most of the time, and it's, I would say, the most fun because it does take the longest, and it's fun to watch that age group discovering Easter egg hunt.
Yeah.
So anyway, but yeah, no, but the biggest thing is arrive early. That's, we have, like I said, we have one space for special needs along with the four different age groups. So, there's something there for everybody and plenty of candy. So, that's, we go from there. One other thing that came up this morning, I was listening to Marcus on there and kind of unbeknownst, but we are the qualifier or the finalist for Kansas Junior Optimus Golf, and it's in June. It happens here on Friday, and it's here every year. Marcus does a great job. They're thrilled with his the way he runs it and everything, but that's June 7th, a Friday. But they qualify. It's the Kansas qualifier that then they go on. The winners will go on to play at Doral in Florida the middle of July for ages 10 through 15. So that's kind of our Optimus stuff going on in the next few months, and something else for him for you.
That's plenty right
there.
That's
good stuff right there.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So the Optimus All-Star Basketball game coming up a week from Saturday, and then the 38th annual Flint Hills Optimus Easter Egg Hunt, Saturday, March 30th, promptly at 10 a.m. at Jones Park. 17,000 pieces of candy will be, gone in a hurry. Let me put that so.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely. It doesn't last long. And, yep.
Well, Stan, we appreciate your time.
We appreciate everything you guys do for us and getting our word out there and keeping us public. So we really appreciate everything you do for us.
Hey,
so.
Thanks, Stan. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Stan.
Mm-hmm.
Stan Fowler, he is a Flint Hills Optimus Club member and the Easter Egg Hunt chairman. Chuck?
He is the Easter Egg Hunt guru. and want to let you know here that our Newsmaker 2 spots are full here for the rest of the week. Tomorrow we'll have Kara Cotney and Tyler Curtis joining us at 8:20 to 8:25 talking about the Connie Cahoon Legacy of Hope Fund. That'll be right before the biweekly update from Lyon County History Center Director Greg Jordan.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by Mainstay Suites, 2602 Candlewood Drive. Mainstay Suites, live like home.
Hey Paisley, skip school with me on March 19th and let's go to the Kingston Bowl Sale.
Are you crazy?